Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Psalm 78, we'll read verses 19 through 25. The Bible says, "Yea, they spake against God. They said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. Though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them the corn of heaven, man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full." Now, heaven is not going to be a place that fulfills all of our desires that we have here. I believe heaven is a place where our desires will be as what God wants. You see, we're all sinners. And honestly, most all, if not all, of our desires here on earth are tainted by sin. When we get to heaven, our sin nature will be dropped. I believe that some of the things that we wonder here on earth will not seem important when we get to heaven. I think when we'll be able to get there and see him and see something that is so much better, what we did not understand here will not matter. Now, let me say right here what I'm going to talk about, the food of heaven. God has not given us the menu in heaven, but God has sprinkled throughout the pages of the Word of God some of the foods of heaven. Now, I cannot tell you that these will be the only foods in heaven. I can show you from the Bible what foods are mentioned, but it does not mean that God is limited by what he has sprinkled throughout the Word of God. God does not tell us everything about a lot of things. He chooses to give us a taste of it, but doesn't necessarily tell us all about many things in the Bible. I believe once we get there that it's going to be better than we could have ever imagined. Now, here in Psalm 78, God is reminding us how he cared for the Hebrews in the wilderness after they left Egypt. Remember, 3.5 to 5 million of these Hebrews have just left slavery to go into the desert wilderness with no Walmart, no grocery store, nothing to by which to purchase food. God provided their meals for 40 years, and no one ever went hungry. God provided their food, their water, their bread, their flesh, and for 40 years, all of the people of God had their food provided for them. I want you to notice something, though, in verse 24 and 25 in particular. The Bible says, "And it had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full." Now, I want you to notice God talked about the corn of heaven. He called it angels' food, or manna. And notice man was given food from heaven. Man could eat it as well as the angels. It was as real food to man as it was to the angels. Now, you have to understand, almost 12,500 times the Hebrews gathered this food from heaven. And this food lasted them 15,000 plus days. Now, again, let me say, I believe we'll eat in heaven because we want to, not because our bodies will require it. I believe our taste will be enhanced and our smell will be enhanced because it won't be tainted by the sinfulness of this life. But let's look at the food of heaven for a bit. First of all, manna was the corn of heaven. We saw that in Psalm 78, verse 24. God called it bread in Exodus chapter 16, verse number 4. God tells us how this manna, this bread, this corn tasted in Exodus 16:31. It's said to be white like coriander seed, and wafers made with honey was the taste thereof. So it had a hint of coriander in honey. It was sweet. It was versatile enough to be used like corn. Numbers chapter 11, verses 6 through 9, talked about them beating it out and rolling it out like cornmeal would be used. By the way, according to Deuteronomy 8, verses 3 and 16, no human had ever seen it before. It was angels' food. But notice that the human body was sustained by it, as well as the angels, which are beings in heaven. We know that in John chapter 6, verse 31, and verses 49 through 58, it was to show how God will meet their needs daily. It was to show them that Jesus is the bread of life. The common staple of every people group in the world is bread. Jesus wants to be the staple of our life. Number two. Jesus ate bread and fish and honeycomb in his heavenly body. In Luke 24, verses 30 through 31, and also again in verses 36 through 43, he ate bread and he ate fish with honey after the resurrection. He did this, he ate food to prove that he was not some ghost like Casper the Friendly Ghost. The heavenly body can eat earthly food, just like the earthly body can eat heavenly food. I don't know that hunger will drive us there like it does here, but I believe that it's possible to eat it. Next, Jesus ate fish with the disciples in his heavenly body. John 21, verses 10 through 15. It was broiled, it was not raw. Again, he ate what man ate. Jesus was in the same body that he had in heaven. Then, lastly, there will be a marriage supper in heaven. Revelation chapter 11, Revelation chapter 19, verse 9, Revelation 19, verse 17. Now, what would a supper be with no food? God does not tell us the menu, but there will be food there. There is fruit there for sure, Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 2. I believe there will be many different types of food in heaven. In Acts chapter 10, verses 9 through 16, Jesus is talking to Peter, and it talks about all different types of food that were now cleansed and should not be common, that it was okay for everyone to eat. There's going to be plenty of food eating in heaven, and we are going to enjoy it. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.